Luke 18, verses 35 to 43. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard the crowd going by, he asked what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He called out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord, I want to see," he replied. Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has healed you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus, praising God. When all the people saw it, they also praised God. We're looking today at part two of Bless, our simple five-step strategy for blessing the people God has placed in our lives. And the L in Bless stands for listen. At the heart of today's passage is a simple question from one man to another. What do you want me to do for you? In one sense, the answer to Jesus' question to the blind man seems obvious. I mean, come on, Jesus, surely you can work out what this man wants. And yet, there's something honouring in the way Jesus talks with this man. So often, we rush into judgments about people without listening to their needs and desires. We make assumptions. We give our opinion. We may even offer a solution. But there's a humility in approaching a conversation as a learner rather than as an advisor. Listening means resisting the urge to make a conversation all about me. Listening says, right now, in this moment, what you have to say is more important than what I have to say. It's about shifting my focus from me to you. Of course, listening doesn't always mean agreeing with a person, but it does mean giving them a voice, allowing someone to say what they think and feel. Listening requires a compassion for people and a security in our own identity. I wonder how the blind man felt to be asked this question. Conversations like this are memorable. It's rare that we're heard, wholly, genuinely heard. We feel valued, honoured and loved when we're listened to. And so as you look to bless people intentionally today, be open to listening to them. Listen to their stories. Listen to their hopes and dreams. Listen to their disappointments, their struggles and their pain. And listen for any areas where you can serve them. Listen too for anything that you feel God wants to say to encourage them. Jesus heard the man's cry for help and then asked a simple question, "What do you want me to do for you?" Perhaps the greatest way you can bless another person today is not by having all the answers. Maybe it's simply by taking the time to listen. So today, pray for opportunities to listen to the people on your bless list. When those opportunities come, listen well. What are they facing? How might God want you to help?